death and light. Death, leaving the body, is one of the essential subject topic of the knowledge of the Brahma Kumaris. During meditation courses, we try to de-dramatize and clarify this topic. I have often spoken of this in explaining the process of near-death experience that is being heard more and more. So many people have read books about it. As we will all die, we will all pass through it. It is particularly interesting to look at it a little closer. This is what I did. I discovered that reality goes beyond fiction, that despite all our knowledge, we ignore some of the most important point. Let's see. We know that we are souls, eternal conscious being, and that we live in two bodies, a subtle body and a physical body. The subtle body is called by different names according to the schools: astral body, perispirit, body of energy, of light, and so on. It serves as an interface, as an intermediary between the immaterial soul and matter. Without that subtle body, we will not be able to function in this world. Sometimes, during intense physical or emotional shocks, the soul and the body of energy get detached from the physical body. But most often, this astral journey occurs during the night in deep sleep. The soul can then travel on this earth or in other dimensions and meet different spirits. When the person wakes up in the morning, he or she has the impression that he or she has dreamed. At the moment of death, the physical body cannot function properly anymore. The soul and the subtle body get out for good of that material costume. The person can then look at his physical body and very often feel great detachment for that material part that he or she has used for many years. As more and more people are now resurrected with modern technologies, they can later tell their impression or adventure of that period of clinical death. It is called near-death experience, NDE. We therefore have many testimonies of the process of decorporation and journey of the soul. These testimonies have many points in common. After studying the issue, Dr. Moody wrote the best-selling book, Life After Life, that details this adventure. Millions of people read it. I recommend everyone to read it, as well as testimonials on the internet. They are exciting. A near-death experience can be summarized as follows. Just after the separation, the soul of a woman, for example, in her subtle body, look at her physical body and often takes a long time to understand that she is dead. As she still has her subtle costume that looks very much like the material one, she has a feeling that she is still alive. However, she is no longer able to communicate with anyone, and nobody seems to see her. She realizes then that she can move with a simple thought and through matter. A being of light, or several beings of light, appears, and a kind of tunnel. The being of light invites her to go into the tunnel. When she enters it, she has the impression of moving at very high speed toward a very intense light. Sometimes she goes directly to that light, which is filled with love and understanding. Often, the soldiers watch all her life in 3D, with all the details and implications of her action. But she don't meet Dharmaraj. The soul feels so comfortable that she does not want to come back to Earth. At other times, different virtual landscapes appear, and relatives come to meet her. She is told that this is not her time. They persuade her that she has some mission to finish. In the end, enthusiastic or not, she is sent back into her body. During all my BK life, I believe that this intense light associated with beautiful spiritual experiences was God, using subtle regions. During the course, I used to describe that process of near-death experience to introduce that notion of God. Curiously, when I asked questions to the BKs, they were very clear. These souls were not going to God, but to a powerful spirit of the subtle region. I asked a question recently to Atam Prakash. That's what he answered me. I believe now that he is right. Could this be one of the three souls of the Trimurti? Perhaps. I remember reading in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, where this theme of choosing the light to which we are going is recurrent. They would say, be very careful. Which kind of light do you choose? A few months ago, I started watching YouTube video telling, do not go to the light, it's a trap. I thought it was very strange. These people were explaining that around the Earth, there is an energy net that prevents soul from escaping from the Earth's environment. They are then directed to a freeze box, a space with a machine that erases their memory and keeps them on hold before returning them back to Earth in a new incarnation. In other words, the soul from Earth cannot go back to the source to God or visit the cosmos. They are trapped. People are telling that this system has been voluntarily organized by an alien race that oversees and controls the Earth. We will be prisoners and guinea pigs at the same time. As there is a universal cosmic law that gives every soul the right to choose, the free will. Therefore, every soul must voluntarily go into the freeze box. Hence, all this staging, this virtual holographic world after death. Souls are misled. I was very skeptical, but as the subject is essential, I researched it more deeply. I found other conferences and writing of very credible people who are expressing similar ideas, adding that with the current change of consciousness, the energy net present more and more holes. The most determined soul can now return to the source, to God, or to their original civilization. Who knows, perhaps, I remain open to ideas. This topic deserves further study. If you have information that corroborate or give more details, you are welcome to communicate them to me. In the Murlis, we very often hear, the Father will bring you back home like a cloud of mosquitoes. It always puzzled me because a yogi who has meditated for years knows the way home. Does not need anyone to lead him. So the question I ask myself now is, Will the BK really be led into the soul world? Or into the freeze box? Therefore, as a precaution, thank you very much for the offer to guide me, but personally, after a lifetime experiencing the soul world, it should be easy for me to return alone to the eternal light, the sublime one, and my star family. Therefore, at the end, when I will go for good, I will not follow Brahma Baba. I will not follow Sutta Brahma, nor Vishnu, nor Shankar. I will not get into the tunnel. I will trust myself. I will just go directly to the Supreme Light, to the Sublime, my friend, in the soul world. Have a safe journey.